Blog Talk Radio.
Among a cast of hundreds of thousands, which is always a pleasure
to rehearse the righteous act among all these people that came to hear Yahuwah's word. Because we know one thing. We all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never can understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Some of us, we came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And again, this is the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught through Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given this knowledge to know we have those out there to camouflage their evil or confused teachings and using overly loud bump-the-gum contests for their righteous learning. Even trying to use the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us gets known. This is why that we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We're here to help you through these, help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump-the-gums, and Christianity. Welcoming you into the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class at 12 p.m. and online from 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big iron, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also, the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned to us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is featured and is available only during the live broadcast time. You can get there by entering Yahuwah Radio Live on any search line. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyahuwah@gmail.com. Write in your written opinions and questions on the biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhvhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. And the other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, if you're calling this number trying to teach, you will not receive a response. Remember what it says in Sirach chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. It's like having 6 cooks to make a cake, and the outcome, I have no clue what it would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we know today by our members is the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to mention, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mrs. Figure Man, announcing many memos, now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use our international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you're trying to teach. Also, for those of you who might miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to our entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words on the search line once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. So at this time, we can start to listen to those righteous words of Yahuwah. We will turn our program over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Pastor X, you have described the Muslim movement as a religious organization, and you said that there are a great many misconceptions about your attitudes and stated views. Could we press for a very simple answer to one question? Do you hate all white people? I don't think it's a fair question. The white man doesn't even come into my attitude. Mr. Muhammad teaches us to love our own kind and let the white man take care of himself. For a white man today, sir, after kidnapping millions of black people from Africa, stripping them of all human characteristics and relegating them to the role of chattel or cattle or animals, commodity, merchandise that could be bought and sold at will, and then 100 years since the Emancipation Proclamation, using every type of deceptive method to further us into slavery, called second-class citizenship, I think that it would take a whole lot of nerve for white people today to ask Negroes do they hate them. Okay.
Master X, you have described the Muslim movement as a religious organization, and you said that there are a great many misconceptions about your attitudes and stated views. Could we press for a very simple answer to one question? Do you hate all white people?
I don't think it's a fair question. The white man doesn't even come into my attitude. Mr. Muhammad teaches us to love our own kind and let the white man take care of himself. For a white man today, sir, after kidnapping millions of black people from Africa, stripping them of all human characteristics and relegating them to the role of chattel or cattle or animals, commodity, merchandise that could be bought and sold at will, and then 100 years since the Emancipation Proclamation, using every type of deceptive method to further us into slavery, called second-class citizenship, I think that it would take a whole lot of nerve for white people today to ask Negroes do they hate them.
Yes, sir. When FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover was asked, what was the single greatest threat to the USA? Yes, Negro unity. Yes, sir. When FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover was asked, what was the single greatest threat to the USA? Yes, Negro unity. Iraqis or Iraqi people of African Dons heritage. Historically, their population has concentrated in the southern part of Basra, and the slave trade Islam. Some Afro-Iraqis can still speak Swahili, along with Arabic.
Exactly.
We know Prince and his group, Double B. It's a way to express their frustrated dreams. Their anguish and their blood. He had lost 3 years of school after his father was killed in 2003. But he plans to study medicine. He's been rapping since he was 11.
I didn't even pick up a name for it. I wasn't know that they called rap or something. It just was come out of my mouth.
Sita and his brother H dropped out after the 5th and 6th grades because their parents couldn't afford the fees in the Emirates where they were living. They can't go back to school here because they don't have records. They work as laborers and whatever other jobs they can find
for a woman.
There are a lot of things H is angry about.
Well, about the life I'm in, about the people cheating, lying, and about the promises that everyone made to us and they didn't do a thing.
Well, all right. Where we go from here behind that? I know I'll tell you what we'll do behind that. See, one thing about it, you really can't, you know, a lot of people can claim Israel, Israelites, because they don't have the proper tools to that the Bible tells you about. Because the children of Israel are scattered to every nation upon the sun. But they will be speaking whatever language, just like we, matter of fact, maybe Elder Young Lion, look up in the Wikipedia and look up for Afro-Iraqis. Do you know Iraqis, you remember the war they had a few years ago in Basra, and they dropped a lot of bombs down in Basra around Iraqi, and a lot of Iraqis surrendered. But guess what? Guess who was the majority over there around there? We'll tell you shortly after. We have look up in the Wikipedia of Afro-Iraqis. Iraqi is Q-I-S. I-R-A-Q-I-S is Iraqi. Look them up and tell me exactly. You know what we do? We'll take a little look at that for a minute. You know, this is Wednesday night, so we'll take a little look at that. It'll tie into what we're doing anyway. Let's see if we go find out who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 128. And we'll go find the young line, and we'll get a little chance to find what that means by Iraqi, Afro-Iraqis. And what is that is a modern term for what people? See, that's the point. That is a modern term for what people. We'll find out shortly. Let's see if we bring in the young line and get something going on around tick number 128. Very interesting. Very interesting. No, we're not anti-anybody on WCC. We pro Voices of the True Israelite. Matter of fact, we pro Six Anointed Camps. That's all. That's what we pro. You know, we don't look at, we look at what the Bible tells you. We pro the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelite. That's what we pro. Got it? Good.
Yeah,
all right. Young Lion, Tribe of Yacht Dog Judah. You know, the young lions, they was all out in the garden today. They was getting a lot of things together because their vision starting to open up a little bit, and they see some things. And that's the point we're saying. We know sooner or later, whole lot. That's why we have to get out there on street teaching now, because there's so many people just lost. They as lost as the ones that's over there in Iraq, and they call it Iraqi. But what was the ancient name for Iraq? No, we'll find out shortly. You know, we'll find out, and we act like we're surprised when we find out what is the ancient name for the Iraqis we act like we're surprised, but we ain't going to tell you nothing about it, but we're going to find a young lion. Chaba Yapka Judah, young lion. Yapka BJSC, Roy, your brother Micaiah.
Yapka bless you. Dear Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah, Yapka.
Hallelujah, Yapka, that young lion. See, that's what I be saying. We have to be word up and be able to meet anybody wherever they are. It don't make no difference where yet. If it's in the Bible, on whatever subject matter it is, folks be able to go into the book, let them bump the gums, and go in the book and just and when you have the spirit of Yahweh in that very same hour, he'll help you out. He'll help you out if you got it. Like what we gonna deal with, what we just got through hearing on that tape a minute ago about some ancient, about some Iraqis and Basra saying one thing about a people. Somebody know about a people. And remember, it ain't but one threat on the whole hemisphere. It's one tribe out of 12. You remember what J. Edgar Hoover just said? He said the biggest threat is unity among the Negro, or what do they call them, that was a code word. The biggest threat, we'll show you in the scripture, what is the biggest threat that they know, but they'll never tell you. But you know what we'll do? We'll tell you. Brother Micaiah, one more time. Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you. Fear is real. Oh, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Roy, there, young lion. We're going to take a look at a lot of things. You know, we're going to take a look at a lot of things. So let's see if we find the mothers and bring them in. But take number 128. Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that seed right here.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, or right you see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, Mother E. But that sounds like Mother Z to me. Now, one thing about it.
You said Mother Z.
We definitely heard you. So I tell you what. So where's Mother E at? Because I definitely heard Mother Z. And Mother Z, Yahweh, I'll be with you there. And Mother Z is going to address this national audience a little bit later in the broadcast. She's going to tell you all about it and what Almighty put on her. And that's the best part of the broadcast, as far as I'm concerned, with Mother Z addressed this national audience. And like WCC says here, why do you keep saying over 400,000? It's over 500,000, but we're not going to tell you how many. Well, that's up to you. Okay, fine. Now, Mother Z, now where's old Mother E at?
She said right here, you said Mother Z. That's who you call.
Hallelujah. Well, don't hold against those sis. You know, Osea, he gets very happy all the time just to know that the mothers is ready to go, and he gets very happy. Because I'm telling you something. We is a load on the known world, and because we have what you call the six anointed camps, we have the answer. What the world got to hear from us first. They might take credit for it after they hear it, but we're going to put it out there. And like right now, we're going to take a look at this, what we just heard a minute ago. We heard some a minute ago. We just wait until we find out who all going to be on stage, and we're going to touch on a little bit of everything. We know the Afro, Iraqis. Who is that? Because anybody in the Bible called no Afro Iraqis. So what is going on here? We'll find out. Hey, Mother E, Travis Yahweh Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you, that seed right here.
Yahweh bless you, see it, Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Mother E, have you ever read the Bible where anybody called Apple or Iraqi?
That's for a record.
Yeah, have you ever read that in the Bible?
No. Memory.
Well, you know why you're in? Because it's not there. That's excellent, Moses. Because it's not there. But if a people is called by that name, Mother, that means, and Deuteronomy 28:37, that's a proverb and a byword. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to find out who is Afro-Iraqi. Because right now, Brother Micaiah and the elder, they looking up in, on the Wikipedia, and they're going to read it out, and we're going to act like we all surprised about who is the now called the modern-day Afro-Iraqis, who really is these peoples. We'll find out later. Let's even go find Mother D up Israel and bring her in. Because every lesson is a, we give it all we got. But we prepared to even street teach and everything else because, like I said again, we know this ministry will be the ministry that break the back of the hypocrite. But in the same token, but it ain't going to work till we get in order. I mean, wherever the Bible open up, we got to be prepared to go right there and let them bump the gum and take care of the business. We'll show you how. We got to lead by example. Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother D.F. Israel. Very interesting. Very interesting what you heard early part of the broadcast and those that tune in late. But international side is ready to go 500,000 plus. They heard of some pretty good, interesting conversation was going on. When they asked Malcolm X about his belief, he said, well, what he's saying, basically what we said today, we're not anti-anybody. We just pro-six anointed camps. But we just know who we really are. We leave it like that for right now. Now, Elder Mr. Kills, young line, did anybody put up on the Wikipedia who is the now Iraqis, Afro-Iraqis? Could we, throw that on tape 128. Now, who will help the old steer out on who is the now today? Who are the people today called Afro-Iraqis? Could the elder or the young lion help the old steer out? Come on.
Okay, I got some on Wikipedia, the Afro-Iraqis. Afro-Iraqis are Iraqi people of African Ginger heritage. Historically, their population has concentrated in the southern port city of Basra, as Basra was the capital of the slave trade in Iraq. Afro-Iraqis speak Arabic and mostly adhere to Islam. Some Afro-Iraqis can still speak Swahili along with Arabic. Afro-Iraqi leaders claim that there are roughly between 500,000 and 1.5 million Afro-Iraqis. However, this is not verified by official figures. Their origins date back to the time of the Arab slave trade of black people from Africa. And they have something about the black people. It says, black people, a racialized classification of people, usually a political skin color-based category for specific populations with a mid to dark brown complexion. Not all people consider black.
Yeah, well, that's more than enough information. That's more than enough. So that big talk right there. So the app, now tell me something. What is the ancient name for the Iraqi, Iraq? What is the ancient name for this national order can see and hear? What is the ancient name for the Iraq? Now, who going to pull that out? What is the ancient name? Who going to pull that out? Pull that out, folks, here.
Okay, you got to give me a few, maybe a few minutes on that one. I can pull it up.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. We'll get back on it later. Now,
yeah.
It's very interesting. That's very interesting. Because, you know, in the Bible, this is a great piece of literature. It is. When the Bush family, the father and son, remember, they bombed a place in the Iraqi's place. They bombed the place real heavily. They focused on a stronghold. And you just read that was Bosnia. Bosnia. Did you read what Bosnia? That, Brother Mackay, did you read the name?
Yes. Southern Port City of Bosnia.
Spell that name that you read. Spell that
name. Basra. B-A-S-R-A. Basra is an Iraq city located in Shatta al-Arab. For Arab, with the city in Iraq.
Spell it again. B A what? B A what?
B A S R A.
Now, we don't leave that alone for a minute. But he said this was a great, right here was a great location that the Iraqis was at. The Afro-Iraqis was there. This is a great location. So we want to find out who is the, what is the modern name. Anybody want to tell me what's the modern name for the Iraqi people today? Was it, I mean, we know that's Afro-Iraqis, but what is the ancient name? What is the name of this? Big T. Roy. And that's what we got to come in at. See, when you see these names, these are modern day names. It hides you away from knowing the truth. Iran, ancient name for Babylon. Babylon, see right. See it? So you see the children of Israel is over there in Babylon. And that Babylon right there is called a modern day called Iraqis, and it's called the Iraqi peoples. So when you do your research on that, we talk about when they bomb Iraq in them areas big time, because they knew what they was really doing. They were taking out somebody they knew, and any opportunity they get, they'll take out, because they know one thing. You remember what J. Edgar Hoover just said? The greatest threat to America is the unity of the black Negro. But that black Negro means, that's a buzzword, and that's why we changed that flyer a little bit more to where you be. Now, we did that in advance. But we just read what he just said, and that's why we got to bring that to the table. See, everybody know you but you. But it got to be a people that has got to be sent and wake these peoples up. We're looking all over the world, and everything pointed back to the six anointed camps. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there, Brother Mackay. Let's see if the right the Spirit help us out and unblocking some things that the six anointed camps must know. We got to be prepared, and that's why we're doing the street teaching now, because we're getting what's called exhibition, getting warm-ups, and by you hearing what we heard earlier on tape number 128, all this is a wake-up call. It's time for y'all to get prepared for the big show. It's not going to be easy. But it's going to be done. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Mackay, one more time. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, Mother Z, Mother E, Mother D.F. Israel, listen, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. We got a big job ahead of us. Do you know that they know that a deliverer, do you know what's written in Nehemiah 2 verse 10? What can we read, Jeremiah in Nehemiah 2 verse 10?
I'm saying the book of Nehemiah. Chapter 2 verse 10. Book of Nehemiah. Chapter 2 verse 10. Verse 10 reads, when Ken Balak the Hornite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
See, the world is at a uproar because they know once they unify and understand that all the lies have now been unmasked and undressed, that's the end of their wickedness. And that's why he made it plain, our young lion, in 34 verse 16, out of the mouth of David, from the ministering spirit. A question was asked. Let's see what the question is that we can read. And Mother, we'll get that in a minute. We'll get there in a minute. It's going to take some things that we're going to have to know. What you getting ready to read, there, young lion?
Reading the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, the face of Yahweh.
Hold on, young lion. We said 94. We said 94, 16. It's a question on the table, young lion, that needs to be addressed. What's the question that we can read that was told by the mental spirit to David? He asked David a question. In 94:16, what did he say that we can read?
Book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 16. 16 reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of sin?
It's a question on the table. Who's going to do it? And that's why, you know, the young lions and the wise, they was all in the garden, getting things, just doing whatever spirit of Yahweh put on. See, that's how it's going to happen. Because we know it can come through the six anointed camps. But we don't know who on the six anointed camps that Yahweh put that spirit on them, but we're going to be watching. We put that spirit on because the land is before us, south, north, east, west. And like we tell you, to your right, it somewhere in July, it's not going to be nothing to the right. And the movement should be great because we have to move quickly on securing that part of the right side. It ain't going to be easy, but it's going to be done. So what we're telling you, this is Steve right here. We've got to do what we got to do because Yahweh is going to show how he's going to set. This is what he's going to do. I got to pull a rabbit. This is what he's going to do. Mother E, let me show you what he's going to do if we can read. This is what Yahweh is going to do. I'm telling you what he's going to do. Let's go to Psalms chapter 2. Mother E. I'm going to come back with Brother Mackay in Luke chapter 14, 31 through 35 in a minute. And Mother G of Israel have me 17:45 to 48 in 1 Samuel. Had that waiting on me. 48. 1 Samuel 17:40, but we're going now and show you what Yahweh already got laid out already by Mother E. Now, Mother E, in the book of Psalms, Mother E, see, when Yahweh put that spirit on you, you'll be able to just pull out some things and you'll be writing as quick as everybody else going to be writing, like I'm doing now. I'm writing it down, too. And this is what Yahweh is going to do. 1, 6 to 8. Psalms chapter 2. Give me 6-8 and verse 11. Give me Psalms chapter 2, 6-8 and verse number 11. Listen to this right here. It can all tie into it. When you stand back off it, it gonna take care of some business, but we land the foundation as we speak. Psalm chapter 2, 6 down to verse 8 and verse 11. My final verdict, Mother, here you on the clock tonight.
Psalms chapter 2, verse 6-8 and verse 11. Verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill, as Yah God Jesus. Verse 7. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, thus are my songs. This day have I begotten thee. Verse 8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the utmost part of the earth for thy possession. Verse 11. Sir, the Yahweh will fear and rejoice your tremble.
Here's man saying. He said, at all the stuff that's going on now, he said, I'm going to set my king right in the midst of everything. I'm going to show you through this ministry, I'm going to drop something down right in the heart of things. And those that got an ear to hear and got the vision to see it, it's already there. Watch as it unfolds itself in grand style. He said, although it's, you're terrified on every side, but I'm going to do something once the six anointed camps is able to produce in grand style about what's to come in the near future. The right side will be vacant. We cannot be sitting on our thumbs and let that good move get away from us. A wise seer will instruct his people. All of it belongs to the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. Don't sit around and act like you don't know what's going on. Get in where you fit in at, because it's going to happen. With you or without you, because it's the hand of Yahweh. He'll put that spirit on you to step up and be prepared. Not only do a wrought iron gate goes across there, it should be a wooden fence going across the tube. That calls them digging in the pocket and making it happen. It's going to happen, see, right? Mark the old seal's word. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see this thing unfold. Keep out. Because there's a threat out here. And the threat got to be identified. The other nation know about it. But you refuse to accept what this Bible is saying. And that's why they end up, what we'll talk about shortly, in the position they in today, because of Mother, in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, I'm going to show you what we're dealing with, Mother. Hey, Mother, here we're dealing with Hebrews chapter 3. This is what we're dealing with. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 there, Mother, it's a profound statement that's written that we need to read. And 3, in Hebrews chapter 3, give me the last three verses. I got to find the Bible and peep at it. In Hebrews chapter 3, give me the last three verses. What would that be? Let me see. Hebrews chapter
17 to 19.
Okay. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, Mother. Give me the last three verses. Listen good to these last three verses.
The book of evil, book of Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, verse 17. But with whom was the grieving 40 years? was it not with them that had sinned, whose hearts fell in the wilderness, that they sinned, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
You hear that, Marie? You see what I couldn't get? I mean, you know what he said? Hear what he said in number 14. Hey, Marie, look what the Almighty said. That's why I say, you know, a lot of times when nobody really paid those fees, no, never mind. That's okay. Well, and then out there, he'll show it to a verse. When you can tell you things, you think I'd be talking. But in the 14th chapter there, mother, in the 14th chapter, the book of
Exodus,
he makes a profound statement that we can read, mother. He says something that we can read, mother. Now, I'm struggling right now because I got to play it as I hear it. And so I'm struggling. In the 14th chapter, he makes a profound statement, mother. In the 14th chapter of Exodus, look what he says that we can read.
Exodus or Numbers.
Or make it a Exodus, Numbers. You're right, mother. In the 14th chapter of Numbers. Thank you there, mother. You know, in the 14th chapter of Numbers, that's right, a profound statement was written, number 14, verse 22. Listen what he was talking to Moses, the Yahweh of that hour. He was going out ball with Moses, and he said something to Moses. And then back up to verse 21. Read verse 22 and back up to verse 21. Look what he said. We can read in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22, then back up to 21. Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 22 and verse 21. Verse 22. Because all those men which have seen my greatness and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Verse 21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory, the greatness of the Yahweh.
Now read verse 23.
Verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it.
He says, they're not going to see it because they provoke me. He said, so, you know, so when those spirits tell you some things, and so, you know, he said, these people that see me do this thing with Moses, and Moses led them the way. He said, but they're not going to get in because they provoked me 10 times. So when we tell you things today, and then you pay those seal, no, never mind, you know, still don't lose no sleep. Matter of fact, I get sweet sleep. Because we're telling you what time it is, what's going to happen, and the majority is not going to see it. Huh? I'm going to see it looking right at it. North, south, east, west, I'm looking right at it. But just like you told Moses, look, they're not going to hear me, Moses. They're going to sit down and drag their feet. And he said, but at when the time appointed, they're going to get into the wilderness in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel. But I'm going to kill them dead there. Why? Because of unbelief. unbelief, it can get you killed quicker than anything. Unbelief. We're telling you exactly what this man going to do, how this man will set the stain up for us to make our move or to be an example. With no stain in the armor and all the snakes going to raise their heads up as we speak. And they're going to do everything they can to revoke the six anointed camps to, not be prepared. But if you don't be prepared, it's not because the sin didn't get you prepared. It's just your unbelief will keep you being unprepared. That's all we're saying. And we be here like it is. So when we tell you that what we got to do, and we praying no never mind, that's up to you. Because the same thing Yahweh told Moses. He said, now 10 times they don't see me do something before their eyes, and they still dragging their feet. He said, I'll tell you what, Moses, but I can tell you this off the top. They won't get into the land. That means I'm going to have them right outside of the land, and I'm going to kill them dead down. That's what you can read that for yourself in Ezekiel chapter 20, starting at verse 31 to about 48, but we're not reading in this lesson. Because we got a lot of stuff we're going to take care of along the way of taking care of some things. Now, so the biggest threat is the unity of the brethren, but what brothers, what is going to activate the other tribe? That's the game changer right there, Steve, are you? You know you got a tribe that Yahweh has already ordained. So once they in order, they're going to activate the other level. So it's no accident. Sitting around the temple of Yahweh is just about every nation of northern kingdom is sitting right in our midst. Y'all ain't paid that no money. But guess what? Don't see them nobody. They're going to drop. They're going to drop us right in the midst. The lead tribe. Right in the midst of all the other nations. Of Israel. It can't say everything but what the Bible says. So that's a big job ahead of us. You think Yahweh didn't know it already? And that's why he's going to open this thing up and he's going to put us as a 28 verse 1. I'll read that. Hey, Mother E, read Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy. What is there we can read? Hey, Mother Eve, what can we read? Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2.
Okay,
that's why the see, I always get excited behind coming on this national audience because I'm just going to sit back and watch this thing on both. But I'm going to make sure you're prepared to understand the lesson is going to be already on the table. The world is grieved because they know one thing. Once day is clear, and they pull off what they're getting ready to pull off. It's lights out. It's lights out. Okay, we'll leave it alone. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, bring it.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Yeah, the man said, he said, I'm going to put you on high among all the nations. Every nation, remember, being on high before all the nations, he'll put you right in the middle where every road going to lead, they got to come past you, and we're going to be waiting on you, you hear? He already is making his move before your eyes. That's why you're gonna clear the way for you to be wide open. And but this is what's gonna happen by you being wide open. Now Mother D of Israel, what's gonna happen if we can read in what's going to happen that we can read in that first Samuel? Now, I know you got it written down. I know you're ready to go, so it's no need me saying nothing, but Mother Jeff Israel, come on.
First Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 48. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to meet with the sword and with the spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. 46. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take thine head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel. 47. And all this assembly shall know that Yahweh saveth not with the sword or spear, for the battle is Yahweh, and he will give you unto our hand. 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines.
What did David do? And David ran to meet the army of the Philistines. So you see what was going on? David did it. You know why? Because he knew he had the power of Yahweh. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Right. The power is in the name of the four letters, but you got to get in order for him to intervene. David was in order. So David seen the great big giant Goliath coming, and David said, I'm going to take your head off. And David ran to him. He didn't do no ducking, no Gale Sayles trying to duck nothing. He ran at him. Huh? As like a little baby trying to fall off out of the crib, you run and go catch the little baby trying to call him. That's how David ran to the thing.
Hallelujah.
That's the spirit we're talking about. The spirit we're talking about is what we can read. Now, in Luke chapter 14, now, folks, I'll tell you. See, Luke 14, 31 to 35. Let's see what we can read out of Luke chapter 14, 31 to 35. What can we read, young line?
The book of Luke 14, verse 31 down to 35. Verse 31 reads, or what king going to make war against another king sit not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Verse 32. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desired conditions of peace. Verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my follower. Verse 34. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost is his savour, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Verse 35. It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But man cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
You hear the man just say it. You hear the man say it. Read verse 33. Did you hear the man say it? He talking good. See, he talking good. 69 on the camp. Did you hear the man say? Who said in verse 33?
The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 reads, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my father.
Good man said, today the Medici race. So go ahead. Go ahead, continue on the path that you're on. And pay no fear, no never mind. What you heard the man just said. And we'll precept that to, hey, Mother E, let's precept that verse of that to Luke 12. You might make it 16. Let's precept that to, precept on that. So he's telling you something. You want to make your mind is, dear, because help me out. Give me Matthew's, where I stall to our final look for in Luke. Give me Matthew 6, 24 and 33. Matthew chapter 6, 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 and 33. Why me and Mother E, go to 16 chapters. The 12th chapter. Let's see, let that mother deal up work out the way. We be read about time, she on bounce. What she on read. So, but Mother E, have me, Luke chapter 12, have me verse 20 and 21 waiting on me. Luke 12, 20 and 21. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 and 33.
Yes.
Okay, Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and mammon. Verse 33. But seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you.
See the man saying? The man saying, listen, I got to tell you what, fixing on the counts. Why don't you just focus in on doing what the Bible's saying? And all that, what you think you own, it'll come to you. But why don't you just listen and take heed to anointed leadership? Because everything we bring to the table, we read. We told you the world going to be greedy behind this ministry. But this ministry got a great job to make sure you have the tools to work with, because they're going to come at you big time. And matter of fact, we might read that mug, dear Israel. Let me show you what we can read in Luke 22, 28. Let's look at what we can read in Luke 22, 28. Listen to me carefully, because we can tell you up front. It's up to you to take heed. Go on Luke 22, 28, and we'll read a little bit till we get our point. Take down to verse 32. Luke, chapter 22, 28 to 32, Mother D.F. Israel, bring it.
Luke chapter 22, verses 28 to 32. Luke 22, 28. You are they which have continued with me in my temptation, 29. And I appointed unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me, verse 30, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and set on throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. And Yahweh said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. Right.
Yeah. So you see, it's on you. All the sin can do is show you what's going to befall you if you let it. For you to take heed and be prepared because it's going to happen. Just like Yahweh the Son told Simon, chief speaker of the nation of Israel. He said, let me tell you something. All I can do is equip you with the information. But when you up front, Satan is out to have you now. But if he gets hand on you, he's going to sift you like wheat. But I pray to the Father that you better stand tall when you're on the battle. You know, they got songs that I'm on the battlefield for my, you know. We tell you, Steve, right here, it's going to heat up, and it's going to be pushed by all types of wicked ways from even, help me out, Brother Kyle, give me 10:36 from Matthew. It's going to be pushed even by, let's put it on tape. Let's go to Matthew 10, and take one verse at a time. And I'm telling you something. You're going to find out a lot of things. Because as we unlock this thing, you're going to find out a lot of things going to come before your eyes. But you will say one thing. The old seer, he had it right, boy. But we paid him no never mind. They're like in time when Yahweh told Moses. He said, Moses, I'll show these people 10 times that I'm all good. I'm the man. But they don't believe me. Yeah, I tell you, but I'm going to tell them they're not getting the land. I'm gonna tell you now, see right here. You don't know when Saint John, Matthew 7:6 is right on top of you. Yahweh knew his time. You don't know your time. So the last thing you're supposed to do, okay, and ignore what these scriptures are saying on these hours. Remember what said over there in the book of Ruth? It was said over there in the fourth chapter. Mordecai, he sent a message to his daughter. He said, look here, since you rest there with the king, you go and tell him what time it is. She said, no, I can't go before the king right now because it ain't my hour. He said, you go tell old daughter of mine, listen, you was created for this time. Step to the plate and take care of your business in Yahweh. Like we tell him, tell the 609 account, you've been created for these days now. It's up to you, step to the plate and take care of Yahweh's business. How? As is written. Let's see what we can read. And I'm going to show you your greatest defeat. We're getting ready to read one verse at a time. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, Brother Micaiah, and we'll get verse 36. Listen to what he's saying in 36. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. 36 reads, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household.
Take that something. Here's the man just said, a foe means your enemy. Your greatest enemy would be the one that's the closest one to you. That is right there. Tread before your eyes. In 10:36, your greatest defeat will, this is Yahweh the Son that called the end from the beginning. He said, your greatest foe, and you look up the word foe, it means the enemy. The enemy is going to be right there in your eyeball. It's up to you to recognize the enemy eyeball to eyeball. Read that again. Call out the verse.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 36. 36 reads, a man's foe shall be they of his own household.
Robbie, and I'm some busy trying to watch old Big Bob around the corner somewhere. And what am I watching Big Bob around the corner for? I ain't gonna lock Big Bob out. You see that? Big Bob ain't gonna be your worst of defeat. It gonna be the one that you bump shoulders with and break bread. Didn't Yahweh the Son say that? He said, which one gonna betray? He said, watch the one that dip his bread behind me to your 501 Carter was approved. He said, oh, that's what we're going to do it. Yeah. He said, I let him hold the money bag because I could see a kid, he was feeling his fate from the get-go. That's why I tell you, see, Roy, you got to watch everything from the page of the book. And that's why I unfold this thing for the Six Anointed Council. And there's three teachers it's going to estimate. We already got the calls already. The hacklers is on the way. They on the way to start giving you trouble. And we're going to watch it and see, can you build in this Bible when the hacklers come? But Yahweh made it plain, Brother Mackay, he made it plain. He told you what to do in St. John chapter 16:33. What is he saying that you got to do? St. John 16:33. What do the Bible say you got to do when it heat up on you? What you got to do? As you can read.
In the book of St. John chapter 16, verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Hear the man say it? That was the man said. Now see, look at it. So he's telling you up front. You think it's going to be a cakewalk? No. Ain't going to be no cakewalk. He's about to tell you one thing. Be of good cheer. Because it's going to happen to you. Be of good cheer. And when you see it, be looking right down at the page of the book and say, oh, I didn't expect that person to be like that. But the book said, oh, okay. That's what I'm going to look for. It told us plainly in 724, hey, Marie, what did he say that we can read in 724 of St. John that we can read? Backed up with Mother D. of Israel and Luke 17, verse 1. What can we read, Mother?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteously.
Okay, so Mother, when we make a calling on whoever the individual is, how do we supposed to do
it? Righteously.
And what is the biblical definition of righteousness, Mother? E, that we can read in 119:142. What is the biblical definition of righteousness? You said judge righteous. What is that that we can read? 119:142. Mother E, bring it.
Psalms 119, verse 142. Psalm 119:142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
So Mother, when we make a calling on a person, how do we pose to make a calling? According to 1:42.
You're supposed to judge righteously in things. The righteousness is an everlasting
righteousness. And how you do that according to 119:142? How do we judge righteous according to 119:142? How do we do that, Mother, that we can read?
By the law. The covenant.
Uh-huh. I got you. That's all I want to hear. That's it. So remember, they can bump their gums all they want, but you look right down at what the book is saying and say, no, well, whatever you come out your mouth, you don't like it, or you really dismiss in my mind. Because if the book don't support your talk, your walk, and your talk got to line up with this book. See, so when you hear anyone that got their mouth going, and they ain't lying with this book, then in your mind, you just miss them. And they're right there. You just miss them. Because bottom line is, it's not lining up with the scriptures. And if it's not allowed to scripture, you can dismiss them in the mind. But it is right there. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, you holding something for me now. What are you holding for me can see what that's talking about?
Luke chapter 17, verse 1.
Yeah, what it say?
17, verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offense will come, but woe unto him through whom they come.
Ain't that something? What is he saying? He said offense will come. He said you're going to hear the one you respected got their mouth going offensively. Offense. That means they're going to be all a fat mouth running.
Mm-hmm.
He said, offense is going to come. But he said, woe unto them that... That's what he said. Right there.
For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
You didn't know that? He said, listen, just as it took and war was picked from the foundation of the world, don't think that it would not be heresies among you. You must have heresies among you. But when you recognize the heresies to your, and when you approve them, you can really tell them through by being a heresy, because they're always going to be contrary to what you can read. And you know they're going to be contrary to order. What kind of order? Bible order. See, we got Bible order. I mean, if you want Yahweh to intervene, he will intervene until you do Bible order. Let me case in point that. Let me show you what he's saying. The world know this. From Micaiah, they know that the book of Judas chapter 5, verse 14. 14 down to 21. Listen to this conversation from Judas chapter 5, verse 14 to 21. Listen to this conversation. Let's see if we analyze this conversation.
Go on to the book of Judas. Go to the book of Judas. Chapter 5, verses 14 down to 21. The book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 14. 14 reads, and brought them to Mount Sinai in Kadesh Barnea and cast forth all that dwelt in the wilderness. Verse 15. So they dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and they destroyed by their strength all them of Hezbollah. In passing over Jordan, they possessed all the hill country. Verse 16. And they cast forth before them the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Chittimites, and all the Jergesites, and they dwelt in the land, in the country, many days. Verse 17. And while they sinned not before their Yahweh, they prospered, because Yahweh that hated sin was with them. Verse 18. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahweh was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemy. Verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh, and are come up from the places where they were scattered, and have possessed Yadah-Judah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by, lest their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
You mean about that? Yeah, see, right? Listen, if you still move according to as is written, Yahweh will intervene, and what he'll give you is what we can read, Mother E. He'll give you what we need if you do what Yahweh tells you to do. And the book of Isaiah, he makes a profound statement. What Yahweh would do if you play, and Yahweh got it written exactly what he'll do for you. And 61, verse number 7. He got a ring what he'll do for you that we can read. Hey, Mother E, look what he got out of there, 61, verse 7, that we can read. And just read verse 8 just to make it sound good.
61, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm. 61, verse 7 and 8. Yahweh got it written exactly. If he looked down on you and you line up with what he got written in his Bible, this is what he told Isaiah what he'll do that we can read. Isaiah 61, verse 7.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for your confession they shall rejoice.
For your confusion. I mean, you're disembobulated. Yeah. You got too much comeback in the throat. Once you understand that you put down what you think, what you feel, and stop being confused, and that the right spirit is growing in you, for your confusion, what's going to happen again? And for your confusion, they're going to do what?
Let me read that over again. For your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Verse 8. For I, Yahweh, love judgment. I hate rabbit. Well,
robbery. He said, I hate robbery. He said, I hate robbery now. He said, otherwise, I don't like the one that got the St. John 10:1 try to come up another way. That's robbery. He said, I don't like him trying to cut corners on what I got written in the book. Because it was the book. My job was to receive it and pass it on to the minister spirit. The minister spirit's job was to pass it to the seer. The seer's job was to find the elders. The elders was find the fathers. Fathers find the mothers. And the mothers find the children. That's the order of the body, and it cannot be broken. Hey, mother.
Well, burnt offering, Robert, for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
So you see what I'm saying? So he's saying, listen, if you want me to kick in, then show me what you're working with. He said, show me what you're working with. That's what he's saying. He said, they go with that. Now, Brother Mackay, he was holding something for me there, Brother Mackay. Was you holding something for me there, Brother Mackay? Because, you know, we're trying to get back at what we heard in the early part of the tape. We're trying to get back to it. Most likely, we might get back to lessons. All depends on if a good statement come out that ties in some a bunch of precepts in. Because one thing about it, I don't care what a nation of Israel is. According to Romans 1:14-16, Brother Mackay, what can we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 14 and 16? Romans 8, verse 1, 14 and 16. What can we read? I got it.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 14 to 16. Verse 1 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 14, For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
Now that's big talk. Now, wait a minute. What did verse 14 say again? This is what he's saying, verse 14. He made a final statement in verse 14. See, we read early about the Iraqis, right? The Afro-Iraqis, and we find out the ancient name for ancient, the main Iraqis is ancient Babylon. Now, ancient Babylon, is, you got some spots over there that when the president, the Bush, target Pacific area, big time, and you thought they was killing the Iraqis, but you don't know what we know, what they was really doing, because something that the world knows, just like J. Edgar Hoover said in the early podcast, he said, let me tell you something, all that other stuff don't mean nothing. But the greatest threat to America is what we just got through here in the rip out of the tape. That's the greatest threat. And if you want the greatest threat to the six of my or the two of my, that's why when we street, we bring in information that they never heard before. Because you look in their eyes, they're dumbfounded. But our idea is to deliver. And Yahweh have laid it out for us to do it. out of it. But we got one thing. Yahweh have already set it up. And that's why you asked the question in 94:16. Who's gonna rise up against the evildoers? You know what an evildoer is? That will do everything to try his best to upset already written that you're going to have them among you. Matter of fact, hold that point. Let's go back to that 10th chapter. Hold where you at right now, but go back. We read back in 10:36. Say your defeat will come from within in verse 36. Matter of fact, let's see what 37 says. Let's come back to that. I want to get a little bit more out of that. Come back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 now. What can we read out of 37? Brother
McGay, 10:37. All right, Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. 37 reads, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
You hear the man just said? He said, now listen, if your love or supersede anything above my word, you're not worthy of me. So if you got this great love, but any that is temporarily flushed, Yahweh, you read now, you ain't worthy of me. Everybody in verse 37. What is verse
37 reads. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. 37 reads. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Go ahead.
Verse 38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
Now, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Oh, okay, let's just precept. What do you mean by that? He said, if you find your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it, you're going to gain your life. What in the world is he saying? Let's go to the book of Daniel, Brother Micaiah. See, Yahweh gonna try you. What is he saying? Well, we gotta get a case of what he's saying. We're going to the book of Daniel chapter 3 there, Brother Micaiah. And we're gonna look at the three young men that they all have came. They've been talking a good game and just says Yahweh, but now they on the clock. Now we're going to see how you operate on the clock. Now, what was said in verse 16? Down to verse 18. We're going to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 on to verse 18. Listen, you're going to be on the clock just like everybody is a servant of Yahweh going to be on the clock. Let's see what can we read when you're on the clock. How you supposed to respond according to the scripture. Daniel chapter 3, 16 through 18, bring it.
Book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16 down to 18. Verse 16 reads, Shirach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Verse 17. If it be so, our Yahweh, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Verse 18. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your Yahweh, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
You see? Let me tell you something. We're not careful to answer you, Nebuchadnezzar. Because we already can read what most of Israel. We already can read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 down to verse 33. Let's see if we precept that. He said, we're not careful to answer you at all. When it comes down to what we can't read, we ain't going to do it. Because Proverbs was already on the table, and the three young men was trained by Daniel. So they already read Proverbs 3, 31, 32, and 33. And what does it say we can read that Mother Day of Israel?
Okay. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33, verse 31. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. 32. For the forward is abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but he blessed the habitation in her. Wait a minute. My page was folded. Wait a minute. He blessed the inhabitants of the just.
Yeah. You hear the man saying? So they knew that. So they already was up on their scriptures, and they knew that their time was coming. And look what WCC just said. What you saying? Elder Mr. Tibbs, we gonna mute somebody. We gonna mute him, so don't call him to give his closing statement. Well, it's like I said again. I ain't gonna say that. So now what we just got through reading, but give me a second, Ezra. I gotta make a detour behind what I'm just reading on this network. That's why we come on the network. I mean, we can't come no planning to you. We don't come with no script. We pray it as it unfolds itself by the Spirit of Yahweh. What do we got written at Bubakiah? What do you got written that we can read in 2 Ezra, chapter 16, verse 40 and 70, backed up with Mother Eve and 1 Ezra out of the Apocrypha chapter, about verse 8. Let's see what it says. Hey, Mother Eve, hand me that 1 Ezra, chapter 8. Verse 3 down to verse 8, after Brother Micaiah gave me second, there's a 16, verse 40 and 70. Let's get that out of the way, and let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
Second Ezra, chapter 16, verses 40 and 70. Verse 40 reads, O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth. Verse 7. For there shall be in every place and in the next city a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahweh.
You hear the man just said? He said, those that fear Yahweh, you will have a great insurrection, see, right? It's not going to be a cakewalk if you fear Yahweh. He said, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure you have someone to have you a 16 verse 40. Listen to what he said again. That's why it's so important to understand something, that we don't know what we bring to the table until we get on the network 6 nights a week. Look what he said in verse 16, verse 40.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16, verse 40. 40 reads, O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth.
That means otherwise, don't let the world dictate you. Don't never mind. He said, I'm gonna have somebody in this time to get you ready for the battle. See, that's the part where we lose you at when it comes down to getting you prepared to get your feet wet for the battle. It's about to come and see Israel. The seer's job is to get the elders prepared for the battle that's coming. He said, get them ready. And how do I equip you to be ready? Through the words of Yahweh. So, Ezra came out of Babylon. Modern day word is Iran. The Iraqis. That's the modern day word because they always change the name. But that's Babylon, see, right? The new word, now they call the people over there Iraqis. But maybe in this lesson or tomorrow, we'll show you who is he calling Iraqis. Because he told you that it will be a people and 2837 will be upon a byword and a proverb among all nations. You will be surprised who he calling the Iraqis. That's over there like plank. They don't know who they are. They think because they speak in the Arabic language, some speak Swahili, they think that's who they are. But that's why we come in at sea, right? That's why we got to get there. That's why it's no accident about being on this network and no accident that the whatever they saying says it's over. On the international side, over 500,000 plus on the national side, but we're not going to tell you total. But understand, it got to be a ministry that unlocks the biblical mysteries of the Bible. You got it written how you going to start and how you going to end. And you guess what? If you stick around and you'll see how this thing going to start, well, he's going to tell you how it's going to start with the 690 counts of forced over to his life. And if you stick around up the road, we'll show you signs of what you need to know. But now, that's why you have to be in a ministry that Mother E getting ready to read in 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 down to verse 8. Hey, Mother E, what can you read out of 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 down to verse 8? So, we talk about this, get ready for the battle. What is you talking about that we can read? Is it talking about having a Uzi up to something? What are you talking about? Let's precept and find out. Let's go to 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 down to verse 8. What can we read there, Mother E?
1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 to 8. Verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready, and then told instructions of Moses that were given by the Yahweh of Israel.
What kind of ready was Ezra?
Very ready.
Hate that something. He's just a man saying, that's what we're trying to get the six of them on the count. To get what kind of ready, Mother?
Very ready.
Very ready. Listen, you got to get very ready in the scripture. You got to meet the game sales, the buffer gummers, through the pages of the Bible. You got to be very ready in the scriptures. We'll get you there if you're spirit, right? Verse 4. Verse 4.
And the king did him honor, for he found grace in his sight and all his questions. Verse 5. There went up with him also certain of the children of Israel, of the priests, of the Levites, of the righteous framers. And ministers of the temple unto Yahweh Judah. Verse 6. In the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes, in the fifth month, this was the king's seventh year, 70.
Well, Mother, hold on, Mother. I'm gonna hold it up for a minute. Because I just want to go back to verse 3 and 5. I just want to go back, and we just made a point earlier about when the president of the, they bombed a certain area, big time. You don't know why they bombed a certain area at big time. Now, we better go back and start looking at that and wet your beak a little bit. Why did they bomb a certain area in Iraq? The Iraqis. And the ancient name for Iraqis is Babylon. Ancient Babylon. Listen what we just got through reading in verse 3 and verse 5. Listen to this right here, and Mother gonna bring it out again. Look what that we can read in 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 5.
1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 5. Verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by the Yahweh of Israel. Verse 5. There went up with him also certain of the children of Israel, of the priests, of the Levites, of the righteous singers, poison, and
now, Mother,
ministers.
That's good. Good, Mother. Where was Ezra at? Where was he at?
He went to Babylon.
Verse 3.
He was in Babylon.
And who was with him in verse 5?
The children of Israel, the Levites, the singers.
Ain't that something? You hear that? So you hear who was there? Now, let's make a little adjustment now. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10 through 12. See, we knew somewhere it's going to open the door to people to say that you need to know. See, remember, if you wake up, it's over. But if you get in order, you get the double. If you get in order, you get the double. Look what we read in, let's look at Isaiah in the 11th chapter, verse 10 down to verse 12. Let's go that way, Brother Micaiah. Isaiah chapter 11, 10 down to verse 12. Listen good.
The book of Isaiah, 11, verse 10 down to 12. Verse 10 reads, In that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentile seek, and his rest shall be glory. Verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Petra and from Cush and from Elam and from China and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. Verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yada Judah from the four corners of the earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yada Judah and a lot of the Israelites is over there stacked like planks in Babylon, which now you call the Iraqis. That's why you read that definition about the, and see the key word they'll put on this word somebody going to show you in the Bible that the African people that's called Afro-Iraqi is the children of the book. But they've been put in a position so long, now they got to be woke up to this word on who they are. That's why when we heard that early part of the tape, they was over there. They called themselves by the place of the land. Iraqis call themselves all the names that we just got through reading. And they, but really, but the Bible calls them what? What do the Bible call them? They use the word called dispersed. The Bible calls them what? Let's go back. I'm going to go back and see what word do the Bible call them that have no knowledge of Yahuwah. It's a word that the Bible calls them. And see, this and that's going to be the game changer for you, right? If the word that the Bible calls these people, and we, if we can remember what word that the Bible called them, so let's see what the Bible called in the 11th chapter.
Book of Isaiah, chapter
11. Verse 10. Yeah, 11, verse 10. What do the Bible call these people in verse 12?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah, Yada, from the four corners of earth."
Hold on. Give me verse 10. Give me verse 10 first. What do we call these people before we read 12?
Okay.
Look at verse 10 real carefully. What do we call them in verse number?
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 10 to 12. Verse 10 reads, "And in that day shall there in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be glory."
And who are we calling Gentiles in verse 12?
Verse 12 reads, "And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yada Judah from the four corners of the earth."
Well, Abby, so who is he calling? Hey, and now you don't run. Who is he calling Gentiles?
Children of Israel.
Both northern and southern. He's calling the dispersed of the northern kingdom, and he's calling the dispersed of the southern kingdom. Both of these called Gentile. It ain't got nothing to do with white man, white woman. Call a Gentile when you do not have the covenant of Yahuwah and apply it. So you is a Gentile. So Judah was called Gentile, and Israel was called Gentile. And that's what's going on right now over there in Iraqis, the Afro-Iraqis. They confused. They don't know what they are. But the Bible called them Gentiles. I'll go, and if you go and pull up and probably go on a video and put in the video the Afro-Iranians and just turn the volume down, and you're going to say, my goodness, that looks just like me. It is you. It is you. That is you, Judah. That is you, Northern Kingdom, Ten Tribes. That is you right there. Get and go up with you, both tribes of Israel back. Yes, see, right? See, that's why we must come now. We know who you are, and we know that you confused because you got to have anointed leadership to bring it to the table. That's not you. Now, let's go to to Isaiah 56, 19, and 20. And listen to this. See, once you got it, once you on the line of it, and you hear these names that they call you, because they're doing their job. But the world know who you really are. But they cook the book on you and keep you confused because you out of anointed leadership. You see what it says in Isaiah 66, 19, and 20. You read where you see it, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, "And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nation, to Tarsus, Paul, and Lord, that draw the bow, to Tubal and David, for the isles are far off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles." Verse 20, "And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahuwah out of all nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift feet, to my righteous mountain Jerusalem, saith Yahuwah, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house, to the temple of Yahuwah."
Yes, he right. He said, how plain can I make it what he just said? He said that Judah and Israel, they are called Gentiles. Because the reason they called Gentiles, because they heard my thing. My thing. So they heard it. You see what they call themselves? They call themselves Afro-Iraqis. See that? Now. But you mentioned a word called the dispersed. Now, listen to what it says, and we're going to take a look at that, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, the key word he says, now, let's go into St. John. That was the key word, dispersed. Now, it was a statement made, Mother D.F. Israel. And we want to read what it said about the dispersed. But what I'm really interested in, what he going to call the dispersed. We go on to John, look at verse 35. Look, just read the way you see it, because we going and take care of a little business on this. We're going to tie it all in and show you how patients manipulate words before your eyes. And they have put themselves in a place where really they're not there. But they is there because you can't take them out. Let's go to St. John chapter 8, and we look at verse number 35. Listen what's saying here.
St. John chapter 8, verse 35. "And the servants abide not in the..."
No, wait, hold on. Look at 8:35 real carefully. St. John 8:35, look at it real carefully.
That is
St. John 8:35.
"And the servant abide not in the house forever."
Wait a minute, hold on, man. What made them out of order? Make it 7:35. You right. Make it 7:35. Maybe I'm just looking wrong. I'm looking at one thing. You right. Make it 7:35. You right there, Mother.
St. John,
7:35.
Okay. St. John chapter 7, verse 35. "Then said the Jews among themselves, whether will he go that we should not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles?"
They said, what is it? teacher, where are you going to go? And he's going to teach the dispersed of the Gentiles. Where are these Gentiles he talking about that have been dispersed? What is he talking about? I back up, mother, to 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Give me 1 down to verse 5. Give me 1 down to verse 5. Let's find out what's going on. Matter of fact, give me 1 and 5 for time's sake. Let's run to Ezekiel 20 and look at verse 1 and 5. 1, 5, and 14. As we do it like that. 1, 5, and 14 for time's sake. 1, 5, and 14. Remember that word called disperse. Let's find out what he's talking about through the pages of the book. We're going to the 20th chapter. Look at verse 1, 5, and 14. Bring it.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 1. And verse 5 and verse 14. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 1. And it came to pass in the 70th year, in the 50th month, the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before me. Verse 5. And say unto them, thus says Yahuwah, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hands unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hands unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 14, but I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the nation. In those sight I brought them out. In whose sight I brought them out?
Mm-hmm. That's Ezekiel 20. Still missing a good hit if I can get back to running. Verse 23. So we're talking about Israel, right? What did it say in verse 23?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23. I lift up my hands unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the country.
So who was dispersed again? So mother, call it verse 5. Who is dispersed?
Israel.
Verse 5. Israel.
Verse 5. That word is
there. Okay, good. Good. So Israel is dispersed, right? Now come back to Isaiah chapter 11 and read me verse 11. No, I'll tell you what, read me verse 12. Read me verse 12. Now, remember you say Israel is dispersed, right? Good.
Yeah.
Let's run back to Isaiah chapter 11. We're going back to Isaiah chapter 11.
Uh-huh.
And we'll look back at another verse again and see if anybody else dispersed. We're going to Isaiah chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at verse number. The key word. We're going to look at the word called disperse. Verse 12, 11, 12, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So who all called Gentiles?
Israel and Judah.
That's right. So when you jump down in this Bible and you see a word Gentile, automatic, all the nation be saying, that's white man, white woman, other nation. No, see, right? The majority of time they're talking about the outcast dispersed of southern and northern kingdom, like the ones over there in Afro-Iraqis now. They disperse their mind because they have no clue who they really are, because they've been there so long and they don't have the proper teaching. That's why we got to get there and bring it to them who they really are. Look at verse 16. 11:16. Listen to this. 11:16.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 16.
Yes.
And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt.
Wait a minute. Where is his people at again? That is left. Where they gonna be at again?
In Assyria. Assyria.
And
Egypt.
Yes.
Okay.
So you see, Steve, right here. You don't know where, but we know where everybody is. But we know they don't have a teacher to point out who they really are. Now, you can go on your piece of computer and go over to Egypt and go into the corner part of it and turn the volume down. And then all of a sudden, you look red with the volume down. They're not really speaking what you're speaking. And that's why it said plainly, Brother Micaiah, it said plainly that this was got to happen in the seventh chapter. Verse number 9 of End Time Prophecy. Backed up with Mother E and Deuteronomy 28, 25, and verse 30 and 31. Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of Deuteronomy 28, verse 25, 30 and 31, and 64? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25, get down to 30, 31, and 64. What can we read, Mother?
Okay.
What can we read?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 25, 30, 31, and 64. Okay. Then it's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 25. Verse 25 reads, "The Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies." Mm-hmm.
You're doing good.
Okay. "The Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thus shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be relieved into all the kingdoms of the earth." Verse 30. "Thus shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. There shall build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. There shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof." Verse 31. "Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violent, taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them." Verse 64.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 64. "And the Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other Yahweh, which neither thou nor their fathers have known, even wood and stone.
And what's going to happen in 32:26? Because like I said again, so the reason they respond to Afro-Iraqi, which is ancient Babylon, because of Deuteronomy 32:26, it was told in Moses in the 1400 B.C. in 32:26, it was already told. And one thing about it is then Yahweh said going to come to pass. So what was told that we can read in Deuteronomy 32:26?
Deuteronomy chapter 32:26. I said, I will scatter them into comers. I will make the remembrance of them to see from among me.
And how we know that worked today, we've been preaching for the last 3 weeks, right? And we say, I got one question for you. Can you come over here? I got one question for you. Look on this sheet and tell me, who are you? And they look at the sheet, and they look at it, and they say, well, and that's when we change the sheet, because they identify more with what we will change on that sheet. Now when they look at that sheet, they're going to say, this is me right here. Then we're going to say, well, now swing on to your left and tell me who that really is. And you're going to see their spirit lift up once they look at that name to your left and what they call to your right. Now watch this on the unfold, and that's how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the game changer right there. So that's how it's going to happen, Steve Ray. That piece of paper that was changed, I only look at that paper, they're going to identify more with that to your right. Then after they read, say, well, this is me right here, to your right. Now go to your left and see who that really is according to the Bible. So, do you want to know about this guy right here? Do you want to know about him? Watch the difference once that sheet of paper that we have to go back over and put it that way. Watch the response that you're going to get on the street teaching next bottom part of Saturday. Watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, and that's why I say we have to be in a meeting with it. I don't care if they got on whatever they got on, that's not our concern. Our concern is not about their politics, mindset, Bible. But understand that the only way you're going to get it right, you want to know some of this Bible. Now I'm going to take you a couple points to prove a point. Brother Micaiah, let's run to the book of Tobit, chapter 1. With all the information you got so far, now listen. Now the Bible gonna start, and I'm gonna paint the picture for you a little bit. Now I'm gonna paint the picture for you, since you know that the Afro-Iraqis that's in modern day Iran, which is ancient Babylon. Now we go on and take a look at something about Tobit. Chapter 1:1, 2, and 3. Now we're going to paint a picture now to get to Tobit. Chapter 1:1-3. Brother Mackay, what does it say?
The book of Tobit, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1 reads, the book of the words of Tobit, the son of Tobiah, the son of Ananiah, the son of Aduel, the son of Gabbiel, of the seed of Ishael, of the tribe of Naphtali. 2. When the time of Anna Manasseh king of the Assyrians was led captive out of Isbi, which is at the right hand of that city, which is called properly Naphtali in Galilee above Asa. Verse 3. I, Tobit, have walked all the days of my life in the way of truth and justice, and I did many am deeds to my brother and my nation who came with
wait,
me.
Wait, come on back to verse 3. Wait, hold on now, Brother McCallion. I'll miss my hit. I didn't hit my hit. I want to hear that, Brother McCallion. Come back to Tobit. Let me get a book and make sure I'm looking at it myself.
It was just coming up.
Tobit chapter 1, because I missed my hit there. I missed my hit. And Tobit chapter 1, I don't know how I missed my hit in verse 3. And maybe you overlooked it. Look at verse 3 again, because I don't want to miss my hit there. Now, you see, Tobit is talking some good talk. But he could make a profound statement in verse 3. And I'm looking at it real carefully in verse 3. What did it say?
Verse 3. I, Tobit, have walked all the days of my life in the way of truth and justice, and I did many alms deeds to my brother and my nation who came with me to Nineveh and to the land of the Assyrians.
From Nineveh. That's Nineveh. Hold on. That is Nineveh. That is same thing. Just spelled it a little bit in a modern-day word. That's Nineveh. He said, now, Naphtali man was all over there in Nineveh. Now we could tell you what Nineveh is at. Now, where is the location of Nineveh? What is it?
Into the land of the Assyrians.
Ain't that something? Nineveh is in the land of Assyria. So Naphtali man was over there. So Naphtali was over there, and now when Tobit them got over there, Judah is over there, and Ezra got over there, and Judah is over there, so all of them was over there. And that is Babylon. Assyria is the one that taking out the Babylonians. Or was it all the way around? Renaya, don't worry about it right now. But the Babylonians was there first. Then Assyria's taking out, but the same land. So the children of Israel was in Babylon. That's what it was at, in Babylon. Babylon, where Nineveh is located at. Nineveh is in the land of Assyria. So you put that together. See, Nineveh is into the land of Assyria. So there go to Nineveh, but what was there? Was Naphtali was and Galilee of Asher. So Nineveh, Naphtali, but what did they call Naphtali a mother? Hey mother, dear Israel, what is Naphtali is called? Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Let's see what Naphtali is called over there in their land. Let's see what they call it. We can read in Matthew chapter 4. That's why when you see his word, you got to just all of a sudden just don't get caught up in Christianity. Let's see what verse 12 and 13. 13
Matthew.
And 15. Matthew chapter 4, verse 13. Read the way you see it.
Okay, Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 15. Verse 13, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
So what was it called in Naphtali?
Gentiles.
Okay. Oh. So when you is not up under the bond of the covenant and applying it, you're a Gentile, whether you Naphtali, Northern Kingdom, or Judah, Southern Kingdom, and that's what's going on right now in over there in Afro-Iraq. That is Judah over there along with the other Israelites. And you can tell that Judah there because what they're doing. So when you go on your computer and put up the Afro-Iraqis and turn the volume down, they're going to be doing the same thing you're doing, but they're going to be confused in the brain. And that's why you heard that part of early day. They said, well, we in bad shape over here, but they had all these skills.
Really?
And a lot of skills. Because Judah got all the skills. So now we'll leave that like it is. Now let me go and read Jonah done this, Brother Micaiah, when Jonah done the Jonah 1:1-2, when he did this, now you know what was he doing when he did this. With Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Look what Jonah was doing.
The book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, now the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, and Mittai, saying, 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me.
Okay, so why is Yahweh sending Jonah to Nineveh? See, all the campers said, well, you know, that's when he brought in the other nation. No, see, right? He ain't brought no other nation in here. No. He ain't brought no other nation in here. What he got reading? Written Mother D of Israel, I mean Mother E. When he got rid of Amos 3:1-2. Amos 3:1-2. What can we read? Hey Mother E, what can we read in Amos 3:1-2? Backed up with 1:37-19-20, Mother D of Israel in the book of Psalms. Amos 3:1-2. What can we read there, Mother?
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which are brought up from the land of Egypt, Spain. Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
See, the children of Israel was over there in Babylon, over there in Nineveh, and now fear to get over there, because, you know, we always get comfortable in other people's domain, like we did today, right? And everyone done today over there in America. Ain't we more comfortable with whatever the America got going on? Ain't that what we're doing today? Hot. See? Same thing going today. Isn't we more comfortable with contrary to the Bible than what? Same thing. So the children of Israel, Southern and Southern, because remember when Ezra was talking, he was talking to the Southern Kingdom. And when Tobit days, it was Northern Kingdom. When Ezra days, it was Northern and Southern Kingdom was there in Babylon, called Iraq, the Iraqis today. And it's a new name for Babylon, see, right? That was the ancient Babylon, but you're in new Babylon, and you are just more to New Babylon, but the one that your brothers already in them land, they are just to ancient Babylon. You see that? And they call by, but if you turn the volume down, and switch it to 47. And switch to 47 cottage grove. You can switch them, then switch over to 47 cottage grove, and switch back over them. If the volume down, you can say I don't know who. You know, you can't tell who's who. See, right? Do you know that a lot of the northern kingdom looked just like Yahdah Judah, but see the one that got caught up over with the Conquistadors and the one that's called himself the pale that they got caught up with
the Moors.
You see, they got caught up, but the same people of Northern Kingdom over there in Iraqi, they got the same name, Naphtali. I mean, you know, they don't know their name anymore because they didn't. But I tell you one thing. What they all got in common, they look just like Yahdah Judah. They didn't get caught up with, you know, mixing. They didn't suffer this.
They didn't suffer
the book of Hosea. Tell me out. See, that's why we know. That's why you can't. You better recognize, you got to accept what happened to the peoples, and know exactly what's going on, and you got to know when old Esau's hand is in it, and you got to know when Ham's hand is in it, and that's why a lot of people you call the African peoples over there, they misinform Israelites. That's all. Because they say they got the same speech was over here, but we've been mistreated. Because the Ham know that you're not one of them. But you look like them. But your ways is just like the people's on 47 Cottage Grove. See? And they know that, but they can't tell you who you are. Oh, my goodness. They can't tell you who you are. Because that'll mess up things. And once you wake up, they know it's over for every nation upon the sun. Once you unite, you get the double, and everybody got to come down. So they're going to go out their way to always tell you that you are Iraqis, and that's why we changed that flyer a little bit more, so you can look at it when we ask the question. Take this flyer and tell me where you at on this flyer. And they're going to look at the name to them and say, this is me. Now, look to your right and see who that really is. Watch the game changer starting the bottom part of seven. Well, now, where we at? What are we getting ready to read?
You tell me to go to Hosea.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Hosea for a minute. Because, see, we arrow because we don't know scripture. See, this part, remember, the children of Israel is a thousand, a million. This is what you, 2460, we're not reading a Genesis, is thousand, a million of Israelites. The Israelites is over there in Iraqi, in all the nations, but they've been there so long and not had the proper teaching, they think they one people, but they are another. That's why they find them pagan names, but prophesying. But this is what it says about them, what they are dead, that we can read. 7 verse 8. This is the one that came over. This is the one that Christopher Columbus and Hernan Cortez got their head on. This is them in 7 verse 8. And all you got to do is look at them, because you can put a cord on them and take it back over to Iraqis and say, you're from the same tribe, but why you look different? Because this right here happened in 7 verse 8.
Book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, Ephraim, he had mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned.
You see that? Now, if you don't turn the cake, Ephraim over here in America and all out in the Caribbean, you know, you see them, they look like a cake unturned. You see that? Let them take on turn. Because what will happen, they have mixed themselves in with Esau. Esau got his hand, and when you know when Esau got his hand on you, you see the blood go through their skin. But the same offspring is over there in the land we just got through reading. And they look just like Yahdah Judah. Because when they all came out of Egypt, they all had a 9 verse 7 book of Amos. This is what they all look like. So we already know when you caught up. We can read it. What it says 9 verse 7. Brother Micaiah.
Okay, Amos. You said Amos, right?
Yeah, 9 verse 7.
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, says Yahuwah, have not I bought up Israel out of the land of Egypt and the Philistines from Kaphtor and the Syrians from Tyre?
You see? So who do you compare the whole 12 tribes to, according to that verse 9-7?
Ethiopians.
That's right. That's right. See, you're right. But the ones over here, they're like, because they mixed in East, because Esau got a hand on one over here. So when you see him with that, with the blood soaked to his skin, some high complexion, then you already clear. You got to say a word. That Esau is all up in you. That's the blood of Esau. That's Esau's seed. Would make you no longer Israel. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's a whole different story. Now come back to the 7th chapter, because whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. See, they use that, well no. Whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. And Esau is the only one make that pale look. So if you look in the mirror and you see yourself looking all pale, that means you're the sinners of Esau. Come back to Hosea 7, verse 11. Because you know why we're saying this? Because we ran to the lesson showing you that you go right now on your computer and put up the Iraqis and Tobit and them was over there in the land, and now you see Jonah in the land, and they look just like the people, and that's why they confused to be him. Because they look just like him. Mm-hmm. But they're the same people. The same chart you got is the same chart over there in Babylon. Judah, all the way down to Gad, they right there in Babylon right now, which is called modern-day Iranians, Iran, and Iraq, which is the extension of Babylon. It's got a new name now.
Mm-hmm.
To protect the guilt. That's why they got a new name. It told you you'll be scattered and you'll lose your name.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you got a ministry now to put the bank on you. Because all they'll do is tell you, don't open your mouth, tell you who you are, but don't say nothing. They're going to look at you and say, well, I don't know what to say. You obviously say something. And that's why in the early part of the tape, they speaking just like the peoples of the nation. And that's what it means when you read 7 verse 9. Not go to Revelation 7 verse 9 for a minute. Hold this up. Now you understand 7 verse 9. Revelation 7 verse 9. Now you understand 7 verse 9 now.
Revelation.
Now, Micaiah 7, verse 9.
The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9 reads, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
He said, now they must meant also the true Israelite have finally got to them and let them know that, listen, who you really are, and you got to change your Iraqi appearance and put them white garments on and put them fringes on and stuff like that. See, now we can be a temple, see that? So you see it going to happen. So they were there. They was out there, dead to Trump. And we just got through hearing in the early part of the tape, they tongue sound just, if we didn't know that that's who was talking, we'll think that somebody else talking. No, that was Judah talking. But he talking with the tongue of the Iranians. And just like we talk with the tongue of Americans. Yeah? So all these tongues got to be cleaned up to fit the look. See? It is right now. That's pretty good information. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, now look what it says in Amos 9:9 and verse 10. And just we better tie it all in. Mother E., give me Amos 9:9 and 10. Hey, Mother E., give me 9:9 and 10 of Amos. So now when we go over here back to the third chapter by Mother D.F. Israel, give me 1 through 5, and Brother Micaiah, give me 6 through 10. Now we better tie this in after Mother read what she getting ready to read. Well, matter of fact, Mother, you probably had me at 119. And matter of fact, we probably brought Mother Z in and address this national order. Let's put it all to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it all to the side for a minute, because like I said, yeah, time will get away everywhere. You see, time always get away when you're having fun. Because, like I said, again, teaching of his lessons is unlocking the biblical mysteries, trying Yadav, take number 128. We're letting you know, Steve Ray. We know who you are. But Yahweh is not going to intervene until you get in order. So we're going to hold everything we got up. And we're just going to bring Mother Z in and let her address this national audience. And what time we got left, we pick it back up later on a special edition called Thursday Evening. So Mother Z, you want to address this national audience? You want to go out? Come on.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight about the spirit, something about the spirit, and I'm going to Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 11, and I'll start reading at verse 19. And I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony mind out of thy flesh, and will give them a mind of flesh. Verse 20. That they might walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahweh. But as for them whose mind walk after the mind that they, I don't know the word, things and they and the abominate, I will recompense their way upon their own head, said the Yahuwah. And then I'm going to read, go to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 32:39, and I'm going to read verse 39. Well, I'm going to start at 38. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahuwah, and I will give them one mind and one way that they might fear me forever for the good of them and for the children, for their children after them. 40, verse 40. I start reading it, Jeremiah 32:39, and this is verse 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their mind that they shall not depart from me. Verse 41. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will put and I will place them in the land as which I with my whole mind and with my whole soul. Verse 42. For thus said the Yahuwah, like as I have brought all them this great evil upon these people, so will I bring upon them all this good, all the good that I have promised them. And then I'm going to read that Ezekiel 18:31 reads, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new mind and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel, O family of Israel? And I was just reading some about, you know, he's talking about putting a new spirit in us. And, well, I'm not going to try to go any further, but I would just like to leave with the national audience that this is what he's going to do, put a new spirit in us, that we obey his statutes, his Torah instruction, that we learn them and learn to become a doer of them. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
As everyone, so what we're going to do, we're just going to get back in the thing tomorrow, big time. But, Mother E, we get a closer statement on you after we, because Mother E just dropped a bombshell, whether you know it or not. But the Bible going to tell you exactly when all this supposed to be. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19 and 24, and a closing section. Let's see what we can read. Hey, Mother E, let's see what we can read in 2 Samuel verse 17 and verse 24, and a closing section. And Mother D of Israel have me Nehemiah chapter 1, 6 through 9, and Brother Micaiah have me the book of Jonah, chapter 3, 1 through 10, and that'll do it for and we'll get back on this tomorrow. Come on, Mother E. You're on the clock. Come on.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 19 and verse 24. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Yahweh, but thus hast spoken also of thy servant house for a great while to come. And if this manner of man, O Yahweh, verse 24, for thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people, Israel, to be a keeper unto thee forever. And thus, and thou, Yahweh, are become thy Yahweh.
Yeah, but it's a great while to come for all that to happen. That means we got to do a whole lot of work for this door to get in. And so, you know, what we're doing now, but that's for a great while to come. That great while.
Mm-hmm.
Mother E, close the table. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you for praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you for praising Yahweh for this fear and for the ones that's attending the class. Thank you for praising Yahweh for them. And I want to say hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Mother Eve, to catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. So this is a great while to come. That's why I know. That was prophecy of the six anointed camps that brought over to Israelites laying down. We know where everybody is. We know where you at right now. We know what's going on. Look what it says in Nehemiah 1:6-9, Mother D of Israel, to close the statement. Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, verse 6. Let thine ears now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayers of your servants, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's family have sinned. Verse 7. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the Torah instructions, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commanded your servant Moses. Verse 8. Remember, I beseech thee, the words that thou commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you sin, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Among the nations. Okay. Verse 9.
I would you will be dispersed among the nations. He said, listen. He said, I'm going to scatter you. I'm going to disperse you among the nations if you sin against me. So that's it. So now we clear up that you have did this. So now Yahweh is saying that now is the time for some great things to happen to you. Mother dear of Israel. So he says, you've been dispersed among the nations. You've been scattered among, dispersed and scattered is interchangeable. So now you in every nation now. You up on a rainy Egypt. You up on the Egyptians. You everything. But guess who knows who you really are? It's the Mormon camps of voices of Jewish life. And we coming to get you out of the mindset very soon. Mother P of Israel, close the statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 100, verse 5. For Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
It's true. It do it in all generations. But you got to have a ministry that can bring it out. So all you got to do now is go on your computer and look up the Iranians, Afro-Iranians, and turn the volume down and look right in the mirror at yourself. and you tell me what the difference with the volume now. Ain't no difference. But it is a difference. They Gentile and you not. Because you keep in the covenant of Yahweh and they don't know the covenant, but they will soon. So now we're clear. Now here comes Jonah. So we know what's in Nineveh now, which is modern day Afro-Iranian. So here comes Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, you know that, Brother Micaiah, read what it says in 119, 147, 18 and 19. Psalm 147, verse 18 and 19. Read that and get warmed up, and then we'll knock this out.
Okay. You said Psalms 147?
Yeah, 19 and 20.
Psalms.
Yeah, 147, 19 and 20.
Okay, Psalms. On the 147. Verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, He showed his word unto Israel, his Torah instructions. His Torah instructions unto Israel. Verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his Torah instructions, they have not known them. Hallelujah. What?
So you see? So he ain't given no information. So when he sent the fear, he sent the fear to wherever Israel is at. See, right? Can you catch that? So here he comes. Jonah is a fear. So here he comes. Jonah, chapter 3, 1 through 10. So those is over there in Nineveh, over there in a modern day called Afro-Iranian, Iraq, Iran, them is southern and northern kingdom. Here he comes. 3, 1 through 10, bring it, and the
close of the
segment come out.
The book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, verse 1 reads, And a word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying, 2, arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and teach unto it the teaching that I bid you. Verse 3, So Jonah arose, went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Verse 4, And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Verse 5, So the people of Nineveh believed Yahweh and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Verse 6, For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ash. Verse 7, And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. Verse 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Yahweh. Yes, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Verse 9. Who can tell if Yahweh will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? Verse 10. And Yahweh saw their work, that they turned from their evil way. And Yahweh repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not.
You see that, see, right? Now, you know, the repentance is only for Israel. Repentance ain't for every nation. Repentance is for Israel. Give me two quick verses. Read it where you see it.
To the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 24. The book of Romans, chapter 15, 24 reads, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way.
You see, so Paul is going to Spain. That's Tarsus, see, right? So Paul is going over there looking for the Israelites in Tarsus. Tarsus, Spain, that's the Israelites over there. First Peter 5, verse 3. And look what the Israelites call. First Peter 5, 3, the closing statement. Look what the Israelites call over there in Tarsus. What they call Spain. And this is what they call over there in Afro-Iranian. Here's the name, which is ancient Babylon. Look what they call that we can read. First Peter 5, verse 3.
First Peter, chapter 5, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, neither has been Yahweh over Yahweh's heritage, but been examples to the flock.
Is that 5:13?
13?
First Peter 5:13
reads. First Peter chapter 5, verse 13. 13 reads. The church that is at Babylon elected together with you. Salute you. And so do Marcus, my son.
Good. The church at Babylon. What church at Babylon? At the Afro-Iranian. No, that's the Israelites. Southern and Northern Kingdom. That's the one in Babylon, see, right? It's the church. No. That is the Afro-Iranian, Southern and Northern Kingdom, that's over there packed like sardines, looking like me and you. Turn the volume down and go over there, people, on your Google Maps. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what y'all see, right? Mm-hmm. Brother Micaiah, it's on your part. The young lion stood tall in the garden, so now you might well stand tall in your clothes and you're on the clock. Come on.
For another blessed day. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word and to be able to learn under the seer. Israel of C. Roy, thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children you have given me for him and to raise them up and teach them the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders, the mothers, and the teachers. And also thank you, Yahuwah, for all the brothers and sisters and all the six anointed camps of the voices of the true Israelite. Going to closing out with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 15 reads. Study to show yourself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hey, give me one more verse in Sirach 2, verse 1, to be clear about what destiny we're on, then I'll take it from there. 2, verse 1 in the book called
Sirach. Into the book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, my son, if you come to serve Yahuwah, prepare your soul for temptation. Hallelujah.
You see that? If you're going to serve Yahuwah, prepare yourself for temptation. Prepare yourself for a thing, right? You ain't get up out of this no other way. All right. Excellent, Brother Micaiah. The one thing we say is we know where you are. We know where you are. And due time, we come and fight you. After we get in order with some fringes on, then we come and fight you. Iranians. We know what every Israelite is. We know the one got mixed and messed up, and we know the one got messed up through him. We know you. The only one going to seek and find you is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. That's why we prepared to meet you where you at. Wherever you got on, whatever name you going to call it, we'll meet you right there.